I'm Karen Florin, and this is the Storyline Podcast. Today I'm here with the day's sports editor, Chuck Banning, who has to decide what we are going to cover each day in theday.com and The Day. There are so many teams and so many towns, and between high school, college, and professional level sports, we don't know how he does it. Chuck, welcome to the show again, and would you talk a little bit about how you decide what we're going to cover?
Well, this should be fun. Let's start with a little background on our staff size and exactly what we do cover. We have a full-time staff of six. Of those six, four are predominantly writers, although Vicki Fulkerson and Ned Griffin sometimes hop on and help out on the desk, which also helps put out the paper every day, move things to the website, and select photos, write headlines, and actually write up results and stuff that are sent to us on a daily basis. Myself and Dave Davis, who handles the majority of our summary page, which is all the box scores and scores and everything, we are the two point people on most nights that kind of put it all together. But I'm the lovely one who gets to actually decide where people go. And that's not always easy when you're dealing with, we cover 14 high schools. We cover four Division III colleges. We have St. Thomas More Prep School. We have Avery Point. And then there's this little place called UConn, which technically isn't in our coverage area, a town at coverage area, but obviously they're a state university. They're a major Division I program, and there's tremendous interest, particularly in their basketball programs and in football when they get going again. So that's kind of it. I want to deal with the spring a little bit because that's where we are right now. And after basically 7 months of no sports at all and a fall and a winter that were abbreviated, you know, we've kind of gone back to full bore right now. And the spring is our busiest time of year because there are so many sports. You're looking at baseball, you're looking at softball, you're looking at two tracks, boys and girls, you're looking at two golfs, boys and girls, you're looking at two tennises, boys and girls, you're looking at two lacrosses, boys and girls. I think that's nine different sports, just high school sports. So you can imagine with a staff of six, and on any given night we could have anywhere from 30 to 50 events coming in, it can be difficult. But here's kind of what we do. Early in the season, you know, we're looking for a good story, not maybe necessarily the best teams, but teams that might have a good story to tell. And just to kind of, you know, get to some schools that we know toward the end of the season may not be competitive enough to go to, ECC tournaments, state playoffs. But we want to make sure that, you know, we give them a little due. A perfect example is last week, Vicki went over to do New London and Griswold girls lacrosse. They're both relatively young varsity programs, and they're not going to be a factor in the ECC race or in the state playoff race. But, you know, those kids are out there working their butts off, and it's nice to be able to give them a little recognition and let our readers know, you know, kind of what, you know, what kind of the growing pains they've been going through, what kind of strides they've made. You know, everybody obviously has a unique story because of COVID and not playing last year, the spring teams, and trying to come back and do it this year, you know, with the limitations that some may have. So those are the kind of stories we do in the early part of the spring. Now we're getting to the meat and potatoes. We're the last 2 weeks of the regular season, and then the postseason begins at the end of the month. That's when we start to cover the teams that are going to be competing for conference championships and state championships. And that's probably where we sometimes run into criticism because some schools have been traditionally good in a lot of sports. You get Waterford, for instance. Their baseball and softball programs right now are both ranked in the top 10 in the state. They both won state championships the last time they were contested in 2019. They're both undefeated right now in 2021. So, you know, they're going to get covered very well as we go down the stretch. That's probably one of the biggest criticisms that we get. Why do you always cover Waterford? Are you the Waterford day? And the answer is simple. Right now, there's a tremendous amount of interest in what they're doing, and they're going to get a good amount of the coverage as we move forward. Similar to we look at East Lyme and track and field and NFA and track and field. They've been dominant programs, not only in the conference level, but when they got into the state level. We've gotten to a number of other teams earlier in the season. Again, as I mentioned about Griswold and the London lacrosse, to kind of try to tell those stories. But now, you know, with the conference championships and the state meets coming up, they're going to be the ones. So there are times that we're the East Lyme Day. So we can't keep everybody happy, but that's kind of how we go about doing our business.
Yeah, and that's a lot of juggling. And those games that you can't get to, by the way, they are somehow reported in the day. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, each season, the beginning of each season, I send out an email to every AD in our coverage area explaining, the teams we cover, the teams that are outside our area, because with ECC, some of the northern schools aren't really part of our daily coverage area, so we don't really cover them as much. We still get to them from time to time, we basically lay out the rules for them. With a staff of six, on nights there are 40 events, we can't get to everything, so we need help. And we need help from their coaches or a scorekeeper, and they submit results. We tell them what we need, first and last names, both teams, leading scores, especially if it's lacrosse or something. We'd like to get the full tennis results. We'd like to get the full track results so we can take it from there and actually put together a write-up. So the onus is put on them, and some are great at it, and some are not so great at it. I think a lot of coaches enjoy the opportunity to promote their programs and promote their kids. And unfortunately, there's also coaches that don't think it's necessarily part of their job description or just aren't as forthcoming getting us results. We make the effort to try to track them down. But again, because we're a morning paper and our work's done at night, we have deadlines and we have to cut them off at certain points. The web has helped us. We've encouraged coaches, even if they have a night game and it's not going to get in print the next day, to send it when they're done. We have somebody that works up till basically 11 o'clock each night. And if it comes in, we'll add it to the roundup. So in the morning, if they're going online at least, they'll be able to see their report and we'll run it the next day late in print. So we rely on coaches tremendously. And I'd say predominantly 80 to 85% of them are great and are very helpful. And, there's always 10 or 15% that we've got to kind of nudge a little bit here and there.
And when you're on deadline putting this all together, you don't have time to call the coach and say, where's your score?
Right. And they know. Like I said, when I send that letter to the ADs who they forward to their coaches, the deadlines are explained. And as I just explained to you, please, even if it's going to be too late for print, send it to us because we'll get it online. That's one advantage we had that we didn't have 20 years ago. But it's never perfect and we're never going to be perfect. As I tell coaches or if someone or a family member that sometimes might call to complain about something, don't think for a second we don't care. We care. But unfortunately, we do have deadlines too. And we're limited in what we can do at times.
Good. And by the way, sometimes our photographers will be able to get to a game that a sports reporter is not able to get to.
What we call in the business the standalone photo. It's when we don't staff a game with a reporter, but we wanted to get there, with a photographer because, it might have been an important game or just might have been a fun game to shoot. We were going to have that instance yesterday on Monday, but the game ended up getting called because of a wet field condition. So that didn't work out, but we do shoot what we call standalone photos. We'll staff a game with a photographer with not a reporter, and, we'll either include it with the roundup. If the write-ups in the roundup will include a photo there, or it just might go out front on the front page of our sports section all by itself.
Excellent. And where in the on the webpage, theday.com, can people find the sports news that isn't sort of top breaking news? And tell me about that page, that print page that's full of so many different items.
Yeah. Well, as far as the web, we have different categories where you can find stories if they're not on the section front of the webpage. We have a high school, we have local sports, we have local colleges, and those are the three general local ones. And then we also have the national ones, the pro sports where everything is kind of put together there. So if it's not one of the top five stories that particular day. And a lot of times roundups aren't, they're going to be stories we're staffing. If they go to, the high school link, they're going to find the high school roundups from the previous day. And even, if they can look even back a little bit further to find it as well. And that's where you can also find our photo galleries. If we have a, If you know, Peter Hoppe is able to go out and do a video on a particular day, a video will also be attached to the story. It might be attached to a roundup, but that can also be found on the homepage. So those kind of things are easy to find. As for I'll use one of our technical terms. It's called the Agate page, our summary page. Agate is a word for small print, basically, and that's where we run our local schedule and our local results every day. At the beginning of the week on Monday morning, we run the schedule for the entire week in every sport. It's usually, especially in the spring, it's going to take up maybe two columns, and then obviously it diminishes as the week goes on when games are played. But that's where we'll also update any kind of schedule changes with a postponement or cancellation. That's where you'll find that. And that's where we run our major league standings, our professional standings. We run sports odds, because we know, a lot of people like here, like to bet. And a variety of other things. We've started adding, for instance, English Premier League soccer standings on a regular basis, because I've talked to people have emailed and said that it's become more prominent in the United States. It's on national TV on a regular basis, and they thought there was enough interest in seeing those regularly, so we try to do that. But that's basically that page. If you're looking for a box score of a Yankees or Red Sox game, or a summary of the Celtics or the Knicks, we run the local professional teams. Whether it be, the day of the game or a day late, again, depending on, our deadlines.
Okay. And I'm not sure if our listeners know that you also put out a rather beautiful newsletter once a week. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's basically a chance to recap, what happened the previous week. It's very high school centric, because that's, we just feel there's tremendous interest in the high schools, and if you can't get high school coverage in a local newspaper, you're not going to find it anywhere else. You're not going to get the London Whaler coverage in the Hartford Current. You're not going to get it in the Boston Globe. You're not going to get it in the Providence Journal. You can get it in the London Day, and so that's that newsletter, which we will email readers, which we email readers and subscribers, kind of recaps everything during the week. It includes video links. It includes photo links. It includes stories. This year, this week, the one that we just sent out to the readers Monday recapped our special Salute Our Moms, our Mother's Day coverage, which we did on for the second time on Sunday, and it was tremendously well received. It was fun to do. It's always fun to find moms and daughters, moms and sons, moms and families that are linked to our local sports coverage, and it's something we really look forward to doing each season. And then we'll be saluting them, our dads, right around the corner before you know it.
Great. And with the spring season coming to a close, can you tell me what's up for the summer, and then of course back to the fall?
Yeah, well, we don't get much of a chance to breathe. There'll be some vacation time coming up, thank goodness. But the high school season is officially, I believe, ends June 15th. I think that's the last day of state championship competition. By then, we have two summer collegiate league teams now. Unfortunately, the former Norwich, they are the Norwich Sea Unicorns. They were the Connecticut Tigers. They are no longer a minor league affiliate, but they are going to be a member of the Futures Collegiate League this summer, and they'll be playing at Dodd Stadium. So, we'll be including, we'll be covering them from time to time. But we also have the Mystic Schooners, who are part of the New England Collegiate Baseball League, which is also a summer collegiate league. They play at Fitch High School. They're a little more established. They've been around, at least a decade now, and probably longer. And those will be a big chunk of our summer coverage. And Ned Griffin will be shifting from some of his high school duties to the Connecticut Sun, which he's been covering full time since they came to the Mohegan Sun back in the early 2000s. And, they're going to be back playing in the Sun. They were in the bubble in Florida last year. They are going to allow minimum amount of spectators. They hope maybe even to open it up a little bit more as the season progresses. So he'll be involved in that. And then after we take another breath, the high school and collegiate seasons will begin for the fall in late August, early September. We're really looking forward to that because there's been no high school football since 2019. UConn football opted out of their season in 2020 They'll be back. And Coast Guard, the Coast Guard Academy played one game last year, and that was their annual Secretary's Cup game, and it was at the Merchant Marine Academy. So they were actually in New York. So, you know, we're looking forward to, you know, getting back to football because, you know, football's been is a traditional fall sport, obviously. There's tremendous amount of readership interest. And, you know, I probably those kids are the ones you felt the worst for because they completely lost out on last year. And, I think we'll all be happy to see them back on the field.
That's great, Chuck. And if you have a chance once more to send out a reminder to your teams and your coaches out there, what is it? And what do you want parents to know about our sports coverage?
Well, first and foremost, I want them to know that, you know, we've got a staff that everybody's been here for over 20 years, with the exception of Ned, but he's been in the business for over 20 years. So we know our coverage area. We really care about it. We've, you know, we've all got roots in these communities. It's important to us. We may not be perfect, and, you know, we're probably going to miss things here and there, but as I tell people, you know, don't think for a second that we don't care, because we do care. And we just can't get to everything. It's impossible. When you're covering the amount of schools that we are, it's just, you know, we rely on them. I mean, we've gotten some of our better feature ideas that have come from a coach, that have come from an athletic director, that have come from a parent, that have come from a student athlete. You know, we also, you know, are able to unearth some of our own stuff because we're good at what we do, and we know, you know, and we know our coverage area. So, we care. And like I said, we're not perfect and we'll make mistakes. And when we do, we own up to them. But I would hope that that would reflect on the pages every day, whether it be on the website or in print, that we really care about the people we cover.
Great, Chuck. Thanks for coming in and talk to me. And I want to have you back again soon.
No problem.
This is Managing Editor Isaskun Larrañeta. And I want to thank you for listening to today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Now, here's the deal. What we do is not free. When you subscribe to The Day, you are supporting local journalists who care about the community just as much as you do. They work tirelessly to uncover what's going on in the city or town you live in. They cover moments of joy and sadness. And during these crazy, historic times, we need your support to continue to cover the stories that you care about. Please consider a subscription to The Day by visiting theday.com/subscribe. Thank you.